Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today we're going to be finishing up an interview that I recorded with digital marketing veteran Janet Fouts. She is, in addition to being a digital marketing veteran, she is also a speaker and an author. In fact, her latest book is called Mindful Social Marketing, How Authenticity and Generosity Are Transforming Marketing. And it's an excellent book. I highly recommend that you can pick it up on Amazon right now. So without further ado, let's get into the interview. And in part two, I start off by asking Janet what she has to say to small business owners who are just too busy who say that they're just too busy to engage in social media marketing.
Are you too busy to market your business?
Well,
that's what it is, right? You have to think of it as marketing. And people say, oh, social media is free, and that kind of devalues the value of social media as a marketing tool. And it's not free. There's no way it's free. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. And you may be paying for materials or software or for people to manage it. So it's not by any means free. And if you're going to make that investment, then you need to honor that investment by giving it the attention that it deserves. And you also need to understand that that investment is probably significantly less than if you were to pay for, say, a magazine article and the amount of time and energy that would go into that.
I like that. That's very good. Now, I know something that, and I think you kind of touched on this right at the beginning when you were talking about being mindful with social media, and I think you were talking a little bit about being able, how you can, when you're being mindful, it enables you to be able to engage with your followers and your customers. So I know some people get hung up on having a certain number of fans, but you believe, I think, right, that customer engagement is more important. Why do you say that?
Well, I think that actually talking to people instead of yelling at them, we call it yell and sell, is much more effective. And I also think that the number of followers you have doesn't mean a diddly damn if you don't talk to them and they don't talk back to you. You've got to be able to actually get value out of your social media presence. And you're not going to do that by how many thousands of followers you have if they don't care about what you have to say. They're only going to care about what you have to say if they feel like there's a connection with you and that you either add value to their social streams, or that you, maybe it's just humor, maybe it's information, or that you're a real person that they actually care about at some level. So those are the things that matter, as opposed to having a huge network that isn't related to what you want to talk about. That's just, shouting into the wind.
That's for sure. Now, I've run into this several times with clients who, because they're still a little unfamiliar with social media and they get nervous about, creating a Facebook page, and they kind of freak out if people say something negative about their brand or their product. So I kind of know what I've normally said to them is to, not panic for one thing, but what should we be doing, when people do say negative things on social media about
our
company?
Well, I have two answers to that. If you have fans who are active on your Facebook page and you've already started conversations with them and they periodically post things to your page, if you've got an engaged Facebook fan base and someone says something negative, I want you to not respond and step back and take a breath and see if your community responds for you. Because if they do, that's going to mean so much more. And it's also going to give you a little bit of time to be able to respond rather than react. If we react with a knee-jerk defensiveness, that's not helping anybody. So step back, take a breath, see what the rest of the community does. And if they don't do anything, then you can step in with a more thoughtful and mindful approach to how to deal with the situation.
Okay. And do you recommend, because I know I've usually said is the try to be able to kind of move the conversation offline. Is that one thing you've said, especially if, you know, maybe, you know, you did make a mistake because let's face it, we're all human and people do make mistakes and maybe they did call you out on something. So is that one thing you recommend too?
You know, complaints are always opportunities. They are opportunities for you to show the rest of the people who are seeing this conversation that you care, that you handle it well, that you accept defeat or accept that you've made a mistake if necessary, but that you maintain some level of graciousness and some level of authenticity. So if somebody, you know, is clearly a troll, most people will recognize that they're a troll. And you can just say, let's take this offline, George, you know, DM me or private message me or whatever, you know, to take it offline. But if it's a valid concern, you should say, that's a valid concern and we're working on it, or I will work with you to resolve it. And rather than saying, let's just take this offline, that leaves it kind of open and everybody who reads it says, I wonder if they ever did anything. But if you say, wow, that's a valid concern, we're working on it, let's go offline and, you know, resolve it, then people are going to go, oh, okay, they're taking action. And that's a very different vibe for the users.
Absolutely. And
we want them to feel good vibes.
Right. Yes, that's for sure. We definitely want them to do that. Now, speaking of mistakes, I know I've kind of made my fair share of them over the years.
haven't we all?
Yeah, so I was wondering if you have made any that that maybe we can learn from, you know, that if you are willing to share from, you know, lessons learned the hard way.
Oh, I have made so many mistakes. You know, I think probably the most common mistake that I've made is that because I manage multiple accounts, I have to remember who I am right now. What company do I represent? What's the voice that I'm putting out there? And periodically, although it doesn't, it happens very rarely now, but when I first started doing this, I would have to delete posts because I would write them and be not representing the right position or the right company. You know, if you've got multiple feeds in your Hootsuite, it's very easy to respond from the wrong account. And so I read everything before I hit send because you never know. You just never know.
That's
and
for sure.
I've been smacked by that a lot. I also read everything before I hit send because if I respond to something reactively, I may need to read it again before I send it. I'm not perfect at that yet. I never will be. But I try very hard to not be stupid in public.
Well, that's good. And I think also reading it out. Yeah, we don't. I'm sure you're not going to do that. But I think reading it out loud too, I think, because sometimes it makes a big difference as well. Because if you're just, because I know our brains have a bad habit of kind of glossing over things, or our eyes don't see stuff that's there. But if you actually force yourself to actually read it out loud, you hear things a lot of times that you may have missed if you just read it silently.
Well, and some people have different voices, you know, that are very staccato, and that can come across very angry or negative. And, you know, you have to, reading it aloud kind of makes you go, oh, I didn't realize I sounded that way. I better pick
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, and if for example, you're responding to someone on a social network who has said something negative or, you know, called something out, having somebody else read your response before you hit send can help a lot too, because that gives them a different perspective. They may not have the same emotional response as you do, and you know that kind of control can help you a lot to keep from making, you know, crazy mistakes.
Oh, that's excellent advice. I like that a lot. Yeah, I definitely think that would be something good that we need to all keep in mind to do. So one last question, Ken, before we wrap up here, is that I know that you have built a fairly large social following, of course, but, you know, that is part of your job. So how can we do the same thing, or should we even try necessarily to do that?
Well, as I said, I don't think the size of the network is as important as the quality of the network. And so when you want to build your network, do searches and find people who are like-minded, not necessarily because you want everybody to be a drone just like you, but because you want to be able to start conversations. Because when you do start conversations with, let's say, person A, and person B sees that conversation and they go, huh, well, she could be somebody I'd like to talk to, and then they connect with you. So if your conversations within what, you know, within these circles of influence that can broaden your connections in a way that's actually going to have impact for you instead of rather than doing it for the sake of connections. Another really great way, especially if you have a fairly new account, you know, and you don't have a lot of connections and you feel like nobody's listening to you at all, and in the beginning they won't be, you need to find ways to reach out to people and give them props. Tell people that, you know, they wrote a great blog post and you really enjoyed it, and then link to it and share it with your network. Because that's going to draw that person to you and their network as well if they reshare what you shared. So there are ways that you can, you know, engage people in a very mindful way and get them to really want to like you instead of just worrying about the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, if you, you know, if you have clients, too, you can also kind of, you know, give some shout-outs to them on social networks, which I think is a real kind of a good way to do that as well, because then you're showing appreciation to them, and then you're also letting other people see, you know, kind of how you treat people, and I think that can help you grow a following too. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when you see someone talking to someone else or mentioning someone else, in your mind, that creates an association between those two people, even if they don't know each other. And there are a lot of people who are very talkative on social networks, and you can actually have a conversation with the CEO of another company that maybe you want to approach on a social network. And instantly, everybody thinks you two know each other from way back. So then his whole network or her whole network will then look to you and go, well, that's an interesting person. So those kind of things help you grow your network in ways that are more meaningful to you. And, you know, if you follow somebody and they send you direct messages or they start spamming you, like LinkedIn is terrible for this, block them. Don't hesitate for a second. Block them.
Yeah.
Don't fill
yeah.
your time and your brain with that kind of noise. It's just not worth it.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Janet Fouts. And again, I encourage you to check out her book, Mindful Social Media, that is on Amazon for sale right now. And it's an excellent book, and I will put the link in the show notes to that. So I highly encourage you to check it out. It's an excellent book. So as always, I just want to remind you as well to make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, Write, Sell, Succeed, on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, because that way you won't miss another episode. You will always get notified when we have a new new one out. And also, I would love it if you could leave a review as well. Let me know how I'm doing. It's important to get feedback, so I encourage you to do that. And if you'd like, you can also get a hold of me on Twitter. At Gloria Rand is my username. And you can, if you'd be so kind as to use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed, then that definitely clues me in on the fact that you are one of the wonderful podcast listeners that we have from all around the world, which is so cool. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.